Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at the end of August. Monday is September 1st. The tension that has been building between March and September now wants to be released. In September, we face two very powerful eclipses. First, the total lunar eclipse in Pisces, which is next Sunday, September 7th, followed by the solar eclipse in Virgo on September 21st, the fall equinox. This makes September a real turning point. Tonight I will begin to share what awaits for each of us individually and also for the development of the world. The U.S., India, Ukraine, Israel, and Iran. The total lunar eclipse on September 7th is at 15 degrees Pisces and is key for the entire month. The full moon moves completely into the shadow of the Earth. It can take on an intense reddish glow. It promises to be quite impressive. So be sure to take a look in the sky next weekend so you can catch a glimpse. It will be visible for most of the world's population. Asia, Australia, Europe, and most of the Pacific Ocean area. The lunar area where the eclipse happens is often called the area of the two faces, Pisces, which of course is two fish swimming in opposite directions. The energy carries a deep duality within itself. It can be a stormy one that brings tears. It tears down the old order and makes space for the new. It's a very powerful energy because it's pure transformation. Very, very difficult. The ego and all identifications with the fleeting world are burned away at this time. The inner spirit becomes free, freed up to bring you the highest truth. The energy confronts us with what we do not want to see. It forces us into a completely new form of truthfulness and radical honesty within ourselves. It takes us to the point of no return, the leap into the unknown. It's the last breath before liberation. The immense transformative power of the eclipse is further intensified by its position in relation to the sun in Virgo, which is its opposite sign. At a full moon, the sun is always directly opposite the moon. And this time it's joined by Mercury and the South Node. This energy is creating an enormous tension because the energy literally pulls the ground away from the ego, from the ordinary, low vibrational thinking, or third dimension thinking, as we say. The energy reveals the narratives we tell ourselves and the identities we wear like costumes. That's what they often are illusions. It's not about whether we are willing to let go. The South Node ensures that we will. Things simply slip away from us. The old truth on which we have built our lives turn out to be false. Communication can get completely out of control. Lies are exposed and we remain in a difficult energy of revelation, which we will have to process. What has long been hidden will come to light, both personally and collectively. This is a kind of sudden revelation that can turn everything upside down and bring collapse. Uranus retrogrades the day before the Pisces full moon. That energy creates a karmic need, a pressure for absolute truth. Uranus is the universal cosmic spark that ignites the explosion. Uranus is in Gemini and retrogrades on September 6th, and it will back into Taurus on November 7th, and it finishes its run in Taurus on February 3rd, 2026. As Uranus retrogrades, it welcomes more space into your mind. It offers an opportunity to bring greater stability and continuity in your thoughts, beliefs, and learning. Uranus is a planet of revolution, sudden change, and freedom. The retrograde energies cause Uranus energy to turn inward and becomes very intense. This change will be directed at leadership positions and unexpected shifts at the top. Example, Zelensky may be removed as the leader of the Ukraine, and King Charles may hand over the monarchy to Prince William. It becomes very concrete in relation to Donald Trump. Uranus in Taurus, in his 10th house, could trigger a sudden shock to his authority. The energy shows the possibility of an assassination attempt. I hope everybody is very, very careful. At the same time, Mars meets Trump's Jupiter in his second house of money and values. Mars triggers a crisis that affects his financial foundation and other serious issues. Example, the judge finding the tariffs unconstitutional. We'll see what happens there. This energy connects with the lunar eclipse, Trump's natal chart, as well as the chart of the United States, where Saturn is positioned in the 10th house. This will be a big performance, a big karmic theme that will be played out from now until February of 2026. The personal crisis around Trump's wealth in the past collides directly with the U.S. government itself. His density and that of the United States are closely linked at this time. What does this mean for all of us? Uranus is a cosmic rebel. The energy tears apart old orders, exposes false security, and breaks apart structures exactly where we feel the most secure. And when Uranus is retrograde, this explosive force turns inward. It strikes us outside of ourselves while also exposing our inner attachments. What are you still holding on to that no longer carries you, no longer serves you? Uranus energy in Taurus, retrograde in November, will be aimed especially at everything we believe to be unshakable. Property, money, resources, security, and authority. Uranus shows us that no foundation is everlasting. I'm not trying to be a doom and gloom, and I'm not on the dark side. I'm just giving you the astrology. And we are in for some intense few months as we head into 2026. In this 9-year 2025, we have had some closures to finish up. Eclipses are like wild cards. They bring us permanent change in a very significant way. And we are at endings and new beginnings of so many cycles. And the eclipses will emphasize all of that this month. Also, Pluto has moved out of bounds south as August ends and remains there until late November. When Pluto moves to the south, it emphasizes the power moving back to the people. And this is additionally emphasized by Pluto moving into Aquarius. We're not going to have all this handed to us, but Pluto will be in Aquarius for the next 20 years, ending in 2044. Over the next 10 years, at the end of every year, September to December, Pluto will be out of bounds to the south, bringing up more of a revolutionary period, reinforcing that the people will be standing their ground and honoring their sovereignty. This won't happen again for way over 1,000 years. So this time period is like a grand finale. The old era, the old cycles are having final closure. Saturn, in its retrograde motion, moves back into Pisces at 29 degrees tomorrow, September 1st, and remains there for the first half of September. The energy brings up urgent issues, the culmination of what yet has not been addressed. Issues around water shortages. This summer there was drought all over the world, and water was now in a very short supply. There has also been severe flooding elsewhere, highlighting not enough water versus too much water. Neptune, on the world axis, is bringing forth these issues one way or another. We've also had severe wildfires in many areas. Aries is fire. And these extremes will continue for a while, for both natural and unnatural reasons. We have to flow with all this because it's a part of the Earth's rebirth, even though some of it is caused by man. Saturn, at 29 degrees Pisces, is also linked to drugs, pharmaceuticals, and the media. There will be big issues around that, as well as big issues connected to the sea, shipping, canals, the flow of the ocean. We'll all see what comes from that energy. On a positive note, the Saturn-Neptune aspect is about making real your dreams. The entire period of time begins to lighten up by mid-April of 2026. Between now and then, we are in the energy of final endings and manifesting our dreams. Over the summer, you may have had ideas and tried some things out. Now, in the fall months, is the phase of integration and reassessment. The outer planets are going retrograde. On September 6th, we have Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto retrograde. Reviewing and going back over ideas, I will launch myself into the new me in the first quarter of 2026. You better catch your breath in the middle of the month because 2 weeks after this intense lunar eclipse on September 21st, the fall equinox, we have a solar eclipse on the cusp of Virgo and Libra, conjuncting the South Node. We're going to take a break now for our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back with a lot more information after this. Hello, it's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com with your weekly cosmic tip, week of September 1st through September 7th, 2025. The quality of time in September speaks of the need to bring chaos and order into healthy balance. It's about letting go, being cautious, and thinking carefully, but also about a fruitful, magically charged time when wishes can really come true. The Virgo new moon with a solar eclipse at the time of the fall equinox requires much attention and calls us to free ourselves from unnecessary baggage. After a preview of time in Aries on Monday, September 1st, Saturn returns to Pisces. This time it will be without its teammate, idealistic Neptune. The overly dreamy-eyed planet will return to Saturn's side in October and remain there until the Great Reset in February of 2026. Both the U.S. and Canada celebrate holidays on Monday. The universe enhances that with a heartfelt, chatty time between Mercury and the Moon. It's the perfect time to socialize with friends and family. The shrinking shift in the quality of time brought about by Saturn's sign change can cause some uncertainty, especially where people are already working enthusiastically on a new start. It may be time to review your goals and methods, practice patience, and dare to start things over again if necessary. Mercury enters Virgo on Tuesday, September 2nd. It is entirely in its element for 2 weeks and promotes a methodical and analytical approach. Time to get back to work and school after a long, hot summer. Intellectual Mercury is here to help as it moves back into Virgo early that morning. On Wednesday, September 3rd, Mercury forms a square with Uranus in Gemini and the apex of the finger of God, a yod figure, with Pluto and Saturn Neptune embracing the other side of the yod. Running your mouth without your brain could lead to arguments into Thursday. So think before you speak. Choose your words carefully. Your mental merry-go-round may spin faster than usual, making it difficult to maintain an overview. Keep your feet firmly on the ground on this day and don't make critical decisions on impulse. Mars in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer on Friday, September 5th. This creative and fruitful tension is well suited to fulfilling a heartfelt wish for yourself or someone else. It also favors artistic work. This magically charged time lends itself to ceremonies of all kinds. On Saturday, September 6th, Uranus begins its retrograde phase, which lasts until early February 2026. On November 9th, it retrogrades back into Taurus once again. During this time, we will need to review some of the growth impulses of the last few months and their practicality and adjust the pace of development to actual possibilities. On Sunday, September 7th, there is a full moon in Pisces along with a lunar eclipse. The quality of time is subtle, calling for a focus on the essentials. During this time, if you owe someone an apology, it's a good time to extend the olive branch. You should pay special attention to the thought patterns you allow to take hold in your mind, especially if they trigger doubts and fears. Consciously avoid stress or arguments on Sunday and treat yourself to a long moment of silence instead. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly Cosmic Tip. Tonight we're talking about the powerful forces of September and the two eclipses that we will be experiencing this month. 2 weeks after the lunar Pisces eclipse on the 7th, we have a partial solar eclipse on the 21st in Virgo. It's on the day of the fall equinox, so it certainly is extra powerful. A solar eclipse is always connected with the new moon. partial means that the moon only partially covers the sun. It's not total darkness, but a very powerful energy nonetheless. This eclipse happens over Antarctica, so it won't be visible in the sky in the northern hemisphere. But astrologically, the energy will be felt worldwide. This eclipse is on the cusp of Virgo Libra at 29 degrees Virgo, and it rules health, daily routine, work, order, and your pets. The energy forces us to look directly at these areas. What doesn't work in my daily routine? What do I need to change and let go of? Where am I standing in my own way? This 29-degree Virgo energy is critical because it's at 29 degrees, and it represents the open palm or open hand, skill, craftsmanship, and healing. It's also connected with practical solutions. The energy is connected with Mercury, the ruler of Virgo. It's about clearing up the debris from the past weeks with a clear mind. It's time to make practical plans. Take responsibility for your health and repair your physical body system. This solar eclipse is a cosmic reset button for your everyday life. It gives us the tools and mental clarity to finally heal our open wounds. May you use it well. David, it's time to build a new, healthier foundation for the future. I know you can do it. I'm counting on you. As challenging as these energies may be, each eclipse opens a new door of awareness. What breaks down on the outside creates inner space for clarity, authenticity, and a truth that no one else can take away from you. Now let's look at what this energy means for individual countries. India. For India, the total lunar eclipse on September 7th will be especially powerful because it activates India's ascendant. The energies fall in the 10th house, representing leadership, government, reputation, along with the international role of the country. It brings unrest, upheavals in the political system. The power shifts begin a new phase in which the question of leadership and responsibility will become the central focus. This is especially important now because Uranus plays a key role. The planet turns retrograde the day before the lunar eclipse. On September 6th, it conjuncts the ascendant of India's chart, making the trigger of a vital transformation. It will hit the ascendant in November, so watch for the news headlines at that time. Uranus brings sudden revelation and unexpected breaks. It squares the Pisces North Node, which amplifies the eclipse even more. For India, the country will be drawn into a karmic whirlpool. Everything that is no longer founded in truth will become visible. The retrograde Uranus on the ascendant shows India's very identity. How the country presents itself to the world and how it is perceived and how it will shape its future. It stands on the threshold of a radical rebirth. Old roles, political systems, and self-images are breaking apart. This is a moment when India can either reinvent itself as a leading power or remain trapped in the chaos of old dependencies. The Ukraine. For the Ukraine, the total lunar eclipse on September 7th falls into their second house. The second house is connected with finances, values, resources, possessions, property, supplies, and security. An eclipse here brings a massive shock to the economic foundation of the country. Questions of financial stability and material security are at the center of this energy. Opposing this is a cluster of planets, Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, and the North Node. This energy brings crisis, death, transformation, dependencies, along with other secret power structures. That will bring to the Ukraine international financial entanglements. The intense concentration of energy brings revelations of corruption, hidden agreements, international dependencies, especially for their minerals, along with direct crises with the military and financial systems. The position of President Zelensky remains very critical. Unfortunately, there is a destructive potential for the Ukraine right now. Please send your love and prayers and compassion to the people there for this very strange situation, and extend that out to the world area, especially Gaza. Please add strong healing energies to those regions. Israel. For Israel, the total lunar eclipse on September 7th falls into their sixth house. The sixth house represents crisis, disputes, justice, the military, and your health, as well as your pets. It brings in a sharp focus in these areas. Military clashes, intensifying disputes, along with issues on the international order, justice, and security. It brings a time when Israel is confronted with massive challenges regarding defense and internal stability. In addition, Mars is in Israel's 12th house of hidden enemies, intelligence, service, secrets, intrigue, isolation, and losses. This energy points to covert operations, secret military actions, and sudden attacks that come out of nowhere. Displacements come as an escalation that is not open and visible. They are hidden behind secret channels and structures. For Prime Minister Netanyahu, the retrograde Uranus can be of special importance. Legal issues, courts, and international pressure will become unavoidable to him. Uranus may bring a sudden turning point here, especially since he has been already indicted as a war criminal by the International Criminal Court. We will see how it all plays out throughout the fall months. The United States. For the United States, just as for Germany, the total lunar eclipse on September 7th falls into their third house, where the natal moon is located. That's emotions and women. This energy will bring shocks in the media landscape, scandals, leaks, data manipulation, along with further intensification of polarization within the country. In the ninth house, we have the shadow of Saturn, representing international politics, legal systems, religion, and the moral framework of the nation. Here we also have the Sun and the North Node. These energies speak about abuse of power, past, present, and future. There will be some karmically heavy decisions to be made that can deeply undermine the trust in the rule of law, along with the moral role of the United States. It can get complicated. Uranus turns retrograde on September 6th and moves back into the sixth house in Taurus in November, representing administration, justice, crisis, conflicts, the military, and our health. Uranus here brings sudden breaks, resignations, unrest, and scandals. Conflicts in the military sector could even push the country into a state of emergency. With Uranus retrograde, old unresolved conflicts like Russiagate and the January 6th confusion are brought to the surface and demand justice and a radical break with old patterns. This becomes clear with the example of ICE, the new secret police force, which is causing an uproar in the country. ICE brutally arrests people and divides the population. These issues will become more visible and will push further into public discussions. As I said before, this Uranus retrograde energy activates Donald Trump's chart in his 10th house. The inner crisis and upheavals of the United States are directly mirrored into his personal destiny. His trials, finances, and power struggles are inseparable. They are woven together with the collective themes of the country. What happens to him is no longer just a private drama. He has had a change. His DNA has changed completely. When you look at him on the media, you can see it. His energy is totally different than it was before he became president. Whatever happens to him is no longer private, but part of the state of emergency the country has been in, and it will affect the entire nation over these next few months. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. We're going to take our half-hour break, and I'll finish up my news for you after we come back.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our half-hour break. And that was Sing Along With Me by Perry Como. That song came out in the 50s, and it's always made me so happy to hear it. I hope you will sing along with me as well. We're going to finish our countries with Iran. For Iran, the total lunar eclipse on September 7th falls into their country's 8th house, and the south node is only 2 degrees away. The 8th house represents sex, death, transformation, and other people's money. It brings crisis with power struggles, intelligence services, and external transformation. The energy brings hidden structures to light, along with old dependencies. This will trigger dramatic upheavals. With the south node so close to the eclipse, a karmic reversal is revealed. The north node in the opposite second house and south node means Iran will have a total shift of values, resources, and identity. There is an explosive field of tension that can massively endanger the stability of the country. In addition, Uranus turns retrograde the day before the full lunar eclipse in their 11th house. When the planet reaches the sign of Taurus in November, it will reach the natal moon of Iran's chart and represents alliances, network, political agreements, international support, and the people. This energy directly affects the people and their national identity. It would be wise for Iran to prepare for unexpected attacks, sudden escalations. The constellation shows the danger and crisis hidden in the background that can suddenly become visible. September 2025 is the month when a cosmic course is being set. The eclipse opens a portal that forces us clearly to confront, even on a personal level, the shadow sides of power, dependencies, and illusions. But the month also brings important individual insights. And above all, it will paralyze entire outdated systems. Remember, for every challenge in our life, there is a solution. In truth, we ourselves create most of our greatest challenges. The movement of the cosmic planets never decide how something will end. They only show us what is energetically possible. In truth, life always serves us. Uranus turning retrograde on Saturday, September 6th, will once again show that the energy that hits us speaks about our feelings about security. Every country mirrors a piece of this global drama of power and freedom. The message is universal. Nothing built on lies, corruption, or abuse will last in the long run. Every empire has a limited lifespan. The end of the old order is at the same time the beginning of a new one. As a humanity, we are ascending into a loving new world. We are going through a birth process, however painful it may be. The deeper the darkness, the brighter the light on the other side. We are not in decline. We are in a transition, an ascension. For you personally, this means that themes can come to the surface that you may have repressed for a long time, perhaps even since childhood. Old insecurities crumble, masks fall, and dependencies become visible. Look at your birth chart. That is where you can see what areas in life the energies are going to be activating. The birth chart shows you your talents, why you incarnated here on Earth, and so much more. These eclipses open a door to real freedom. If you are ready to let go and leave behind everything that binds you up unnecessarily, when all securities fall away, you discover the hidden strength that has always been inside of you. What always carries you is your soul, your inner truth, and your connection to the divine. With this recognition lies a freedom that no outer crisis can ever shake. September brings recognition of your inner freedom. It asks you to trust your inner voice. The spiritual forces never lead or push you into any kind of limitation. They lead you into your true greatness. You're part of the ascension process that leads you far beyond your personal life. You are being carried with love into a future that is being born and connected from truth and universal clarity. I'll leave you with this. The past is dead. The present is alive and thriving. The future is undetermined and yet to be. What you do holds rare integrity. Vision and heartfelt dreams always carry spirit's voice. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our show. Tonight we have a new meditation, music by William and Richard, and our song is Nature Boy by Nat King Cole. I thought that would be so appropriate tonight. Hold your head up. Walk with dignity and pride, and enjoy the month of September. I'll see you next week. Good night.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming, and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is. Come,